Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's live. It's going viral every all. That song, I'm gonna keep it real, man. It got like a dance to go with it. Matter of fact, for this weekend for the Super Bowl, you know, that's Philly's anthem, Laura Stiles. You know that, right? That's
yeah.
that's like the tune right there. That's the get hype tune for the whole.
I know.
But I gotta say, if you got a certain body type, and this ain't me body shaming, okay? This is just facts, all right? And you're of a certain age. You ain't got no business doing the I Wanna Rock dance. Okay? Like me. I ain't got no business shimmying and shaking like that at 47 years old and 220 pounds.
Why? You think you're gonna pull something in your back?
It just don't, it ain't flying right. Now, if you got the right, if you fluffy like Juanito,
what?
And you got the right jiggly, and you do that I Wanna Rock dance, it might jump off because you got the right jiggly.
I mean, he's ready. I'm ready to go.
You know what I'm saying? Juanito, your jiggly's ready.
I mean, he's the jiggles.
Exactly. So you with the I Wanna Rock dance is something to be seen.
Ooh, okay, okay.
You know what I mean? Me, on the other hand, sit your big hairy ass down. You know what I'm saying? Doing all that shimmying and shaking. But by the way, the same rules apply to the Harlem Shake. I ain't had no business moving my shoulders that fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so funny.
It's real. Certain dances I can't, it don't work. Now, if I was 15 years old, 14 years old, you could do these things. Younger even, you know, when you're in your, it's cute when you 5, 6, 7, 8. You get a certain age, it's like, nah, bro, chill.
You could, I'll even up to 12. You're still good.
Okay, see you see what I'm saying, Laura.
You're still good.
It's some people I get like, yo, bro, nah, you ain't got no business moving your jiggles that fast out here in these streets, jiggling, shimmying, shaking. What's going on, Laura Stiles? You got big plans for the weekend? You know, you being a new mom, I always got to check in every weekend because you got to figure stuff out. You got to keep this kid entertained. You can't just be in the house.
Yep. She's looking at me like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely going to hit the streets for a little bit. It's her Uncle Juice's birthday. So
Juice.
So we're definitely going to be celebrating that. And on Sunday, you know, we're all going to get together and watch the Rihanna concert.
I heard there's a football game opening up for Rihanna.
Yes, yeah. So that's happening too, but we're very excited.
Well, for everybody out there wondering what the weather situation is going to be like, it's going to be nice Saturday. It looks like the rain that was supposed to happen on Sunday has moved, and they're calling it snow now.
Ooh.
It might snow in the overnight.
Okay, overnight?
Yeah, that's Sunday into Monday. But by the time you wake up and commute on Monday, it should be over with. So hopefully it's not too bad. So let's see. I haven't got word on how much snow is actually going to happen, but it looks like it could be a little sign. It could be like a half an inch.
More than we got in a minute, so we good.
Yeah, it could be something.
Oh, my Gucci.
You know what I mean? Something to look at. Take a picture. Sonya's on the line. Chris is on the line. It's time for the game that lives up to its name. Laura never loses. Laura, what you giving away?
We have tickets to Hot 97's Who's Next, February 28th at Blue Midtown with Austin Sauer, Nimlo, Courtney Bell, Benny the Butcher's Black Soprano Family.
Oh,
that's MNRK.
A show. Oh. Yeah, that's Monarch Music.
Monarch.
Sonya, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone.
Hey,
love you, Lola.
Hey,
love
bring
you,
that
Eagle.
Energy, Sonya. Yeah. Bring that energy.
Hello. Of course, it's Friday. I got to speak to one of my favorite morning crews. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, we're glad we're on the list of one of your favorites. That's for damn sure, Sonya. We appreciate you. You know what I mean? Sonya, Chris, how you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing excellent. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Sonya, where are you headed this morning? What you got going on?
Of course, I'm headed to work. You know, I got to get that parking spot. If I don't, I'll be looking all over.
Real talk.
That, yo, listen, that's motivation. When you got to wake up like, yo, I need a spot. I need a good spot. That'll get you out of bed on time. For sure. Hey, Chris, where are you headed today?
I just snuck out to get the wifey and the kids some breakfast before they wake up. I'm off for 2 weeks because last week we had our baby daughter was born last Thursday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Wow. That's beautiful.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. Yes, Charlotte. So everything is looking great and truly blessed.
There it is. Shout to Charlotte. Charlotte. Yay. Charlotte is in the building.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's super dope, man. Congrats. Sonya, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles?
I love you, Ebro, but you know I love my girl, Laura, and she is the GOAT. So I'm going to go with my girl, Laura. Go, Laura.
Oh, okay, honey, let's do it.
Laura, you've been winning all week, huh?
Yes.
She's on a roll, a tear, if you will. 6 seconds on the clock. I think we're dealing with Juanito with the questions right now. This is going to be a mess on a Friday.
I got you. Hopefully,
let's
maybe.
Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
Here we go.
Go.
Who were the fans surprised to see Megan Thee Stallion?
Laura.
The fans were surprised to see Megan Thee Stallion unfollow Partisan Fontaine.
That's correct. What is the most common type of duck?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
A duck. Mallard.
Correct. Yeah. Which singer's estate is in talk?
Laura.
Laura.
What?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Which TV show held the theme song?
Ebro. Cheers.
Wrong. Which TV show held the theme song? Thank You for Being a Friend.
That would be the Golden Girls.
Correct, Laura.
I need that remix on the outro, though, just to hear one.
The jury selection in which
Ebro.
Show? Who was it? Ebro.
Jury selection in XXXTentacion.
Wrong.
Oh.
Which jury selection in which trial could take several months?
I believe that's Young Thug and YSL.
Correct.
Oh.
Laura wins?
Ah!
Yes! Yeah, mama, you got that
Sonya,
ticket.
Sonya, you get a ticket.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, good. Thank you, mama. Oh,
you going to Who's Next?
I'm so excited. Thank you.
You in the building. We got the Who's Next popping off again. The Black Soprano family, courtesy of my man Benny the Butcher, all his new artists going to be there, man. It's a good look for you, especially if you want some of that real grimy street rap. You know what I mean? Bars. Hang on, Sonya. We'll get some info. We got love for you. We appreciate you. We got a shout out our new listener, Charlotte, who just entered the building with Chris, her dad. You know what I'm saying? Big love to her. And on the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, the Rihanna Super Bowl press conference went down last night. So I'm going to play you some clips. Very excited about this. We'll cover it all coming up. Flashing Lights.
Thank you for being brave.
Hallelujah.
97 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Killer. Flashing Lights time with Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
The Rihanna Super Bowl press conference went down last night.
Oh.
With our girl Nadeska.
It was really yesterday. It was really yesterday. Well,
all right, yesterday with our girl Nadeska, yeah. It was so great to see them, two wonderful women together having an amazing conversation. And, you know, we haven't heard from Rihanna in a really long time. So here's some clips. This is Rihanna where she's at with a new music.
Musically, I'm feeling open. I'm feeling open to exploring, discovering, creating things that are new, things that are different, things that are off, weird, might not ever like make sense to my fans, you know, the people that know the music that I put out, that I just want to play. I want to have fun. I want to have fun with music.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure how weird we trying to go, Riri. You know what I'm saying?
She just wants something, Riri.
How scary? She said scary too, didn't she?
But this is her on talking about the halftime show and the possible set list and what was going through her mind.
Oh my God, there are probably about 39 versions of the set list right now.
Wow.
Yeah. We're on to our 39th. I mean, every little change counts. The physical challenge has definitely been immense for many reasons, of course. But I haven't done this in a minute. That was first things first. It's a jam-packed show, and it takes a toll on your body. It does.
So I'm wondering if you're hoping to incorporate any elements of Caribbean culture in the performance.
I mean, that's a big part of why this is important for me to do this show. Representation, representing for immigrants, representing for my country, Barbados, representing for Black women everywhere. I think that's really important. That's key for people to see the possibilities.
Go ahead, Riri.
Okay.
And here's her talking about, you know, work-life balance and her new baby.
Yes, it's very different. The balance is almost impossible, because no matter how you look at it, work is always something that's going to rob you of time with your child. That's the currency now, and that's where it goes. The magnitude of how much it weighs when you make decisions on what you're going to say yes to, it has to be worth it.
That's right.
Ebro, is there anything else from the press conference that you feel like we should know?
How does she smell?
Rihanna, you know what I'm saying? She puts on, you know, I mean, she got that Fenty package. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. So, you know, she got all the smell goods and look goods.
How did she smell?
No, I think you covered it, you know, Laura Styles. It was a great sit down. It was, you know, some of the more like, I guess, emotional points. You know, Nadeska had pulled up a parent-teacher note, I think, or a report card or something that Rihanna had and put in a book that she recently put out. And they were talking just about her work ethic and who she was as a kid versus now. And, you know, just kind of realizing, you know, how far Rihanna has actually come, that reminder, you know, because
right.
I think a lot of people forget. And then there was, they premiered a new spot, like a new promo piece to kind of, you know, get everybody excited for Rihanna at the halftime. So we've been rolling out.
The promo piece is pretty dope.
Yeah, we've been rolling out different pieces to, you know, just get people excited about halftime. So that came out, and that was super emotional too, which was, you know, some young girls and just her community that Rihanna grew up on, the literal street Rihanna grew up on. We shot a piece for that, which should be moving around the internet. So they premiered that piece at the press conference. Before it went out on the internet. So that was kind of like, oh, it was a room full of like 500 reporters. And it wasn't your normal press conference, guys. It wasn't just like a step and repeat with some logos. That joint was a proper stage was built in that room. So it was
and
good,
were there also
good
like were there also like was it all reporters or were there some like, you know, straight up Rihanna fans in there too?
Nah. Well, we had some questions from some fans, but like what reporters aren't Rihanna fans? It was one of those rooms.
Right.
It was like, yo, bro, you supposed to be working for whatever network. Why are you acting like this?
Right.
So, nah, but it wasn't. It definitely wasn't just, oh, because it's in the Phoenix Conference Center. And even get in the Phoenix Conference Center where the press conference was, you know, they have the radio floor. So there's the floor with all of the sports talk radio stations from all over the country. Is on like one floor, and then you got like the NFL experiences in this conference center. So,
all right, it's huge.
You have to have passes to get even in this building. You had to have a certain level of credentialing and pre-approvals, and all the passes that everybody has. It got your face on it. I think you got probably your blood type. You know what I'm saying? They know everything about you on this path.
Right.
Scan your eyeballs.
Yeah, all that.
All right, that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 6:58. Today's a high of 56 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I'm actually out here, if you guys are wondering why I know so much about this press conference. I'm out here in Phoenix and, watching everything kind of unfold as they get ready to do this big halftime show. They have a sporting event that's opening up for Rihanna. It's called the Super Bowl.
Oh, the warm-up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the warm-up. So that's all going down on Sunday. So everybody's just kind of now getting to town, it feels like. It feels like yesterday. I've been here since Monday. It feels like yesterday was the day I started seeing, like, you know, I ran across Michael Strahan. We got to chop it up. What's the linebacker from the Vikings, Rosenberg? His brother used to play for the Philadelphia Eagles, but got in trouble with some financial stuff or something like that. Hendricks was the last name, I think.
Okay, Hendricks? All right.
Kendricks. Kendricks is the last name.
Eric saw Kendricks.
Him. Yeah. Yep. I saw J.J. Watt walking around doing press. Yo, shout out to my man Emory Jones. You know what I'm saying? Hove's right-hand man. Got to see him yesterday. Nice. It was great. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen him in a while. So it was dope, man. You know, the whole Rock Nation family, the whole Apple Music family's out here was good. I saw Brandon Marshall doing some TikTok stuff. You know what I mean? Who else did I see? I saw Stephen A. I didn't get the chance to talk to him, though. He was in the middle of something. But, yeah, starting to heat up out here. Starting to heat up.
I mean, this is it. It's Friday, bro. The heat is on.
It's going down. It's going down. Who you got winning, Rosenberg? Did you make a pick?
Yeah, you know, I didn't make my official pick yet on the K show. That'll be today at 5:45. But
okay, make sure you tune in.
But I already won the pool. You know, it doesn't matter. So I'll tell you right now.
That's the weekly pick'ems thing y'all do.
Yeah, I already smash. It's over. But I like Kansas City right now. Philadelphia is the better team. There's just an emotional part of me that feels like Mahomes. He's not losing two Super Bowls in a row. I just think he's going to find a way to win. I'm going with the better quarterback.
Okay, I like that. I'm going with Philly, man. I know New Yorkers don't like Philly fans, but I get it, and I know Giants fans definitely don't like Philly. It makes sense, but it's just I don't know, something about Philly, man. It's a black town, black quarterback. You know what I mean?
So you're just talking about what you want.
It's racial.
You're not talking.
It's racial.
Right,
it's
right. Racial. I appreciate your honesty.
Coming up, congratulations, you played yourself, Ride or Die and all that. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Friday morning vibes, let's get it.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
So let me ask you a question. Have you abandoned your New Year's goals of eating right and losing weight already? Or is this cold weather making those trips to the expensive grocery store even harder? We'll skip that extra trip and eat better with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients to their amazing recipes right to your door. Take the hassle of running to the grocery store for dinner or running to the store for that one missing ingredient away. Spend more time doing the things you love with delicious chef-crafted recipes delivered to your doorstep. Their creamy lemon herb chicken is no joke. And the barbecue pineapple chicken flatbread, delicious. They don't take that much time to prep and cook. The recipes you choose have estimated time to cook and only take seconds to eat and enjoy. Save yourself the time of planning a meal and prepping and let HelloFresh help. Sign up now and get in on the robust flavors and filling portions. That's HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 to check out for 65% off and free shipping.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, 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 hey. Ebro Laura Rosenberg on a Friday. On a Friday. All right, serious question. I have a serious, serious question for anybody that would like to answer on this here program. Would you guys say that TikTok is the hottest kind of, is the hottest social media now? Hands down, like. Hotter than Instagram, hotter than Twitter. It's where most people are at.
Well, first of all, I'm on there at Rosenberg Radio, putting up some great content. I'll say this. The reason I literally started using TikTok is because I was so sick of the fact that I get no growth on Instagram. And I was like, you know what, let me try doing things on TikTok. And just by virtue of the fact that I can see actual growth, like you can see how active people are on it.
Right.
It feels that way.
Well, I will say, like, in the music industry, you know, it's responsible for breaking records, starting trends, you know, going viral. Hell, Miguel's first album was popping last week. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just discovered Miguel's first album. That was like a movement last week. And Sure Thing, the first album from Miguel, was like charting on Apple Music, courtesy of it being popping on TikTok.
So all it takes is one poppin' video, and then other people start using the same sound, and it goes everywhere.
Right, and it could actually change music. So, but the reason I bring it up is not, you know, because I give a damn, other than the fact that I know that the app is still owned by China, correct? A company out of China.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
And so TikTok and all these social media platforms are basically collecting our behavior. Mm-hmm. Our faces, our kids' faces, what music we like, what clothes we wear, it's collecting everything, your habits. If you're shopping on social media, if you bought something on social media, it's collecting your credit card information, it's collecting all of that. All your data, big data, is being collected on TikTok. So knowing that all of this is being seen on TikTok by a company that is basically owned by the Chinese government, why in hell are people worried about a spy balloon flying overhead?
One of the smartest things you've ever said.
Like, what is the spy balloon seeing that the satellites that China has flying all around the planet? There's literally satellites at all times. We have satellites. Russians have satellites. Chinese have satellites. What is the spy balloon getting that the pictures from satellites in outer space ain't already got?
And why did they even bother with the spy balloon?
Well, they didn't really. Remember, people started seeing it and it was an uproar, and then they had to address it.
Why did China bother?
That's the question.
Because y'all already got this TikTok thing. That's getting you a lot of good stuff.
You got all the intel.
Well, maybe that's why it's a big deal, because, like, they could see, I don't know, military things. I do not know.
It just feels antagonistic. That's what it feels. It feels like a media moment. It feels like a press moment. But I just wanted to bring it up because for y'all that might be listening right now that don't actually think about the fact that using these social media platforms, you're showing everything already. So if you're worried about, you know, oh, the government's watching me, you get one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Don't be worried about being watched, but here you are. I mean, damn, there's cameras at every damn intersection in the city, too. You got a phone in your pocket with a damn tracking device in your pocket, bro. Every time you go look at a map, you're telling your location. They got your IP address or your cell phone. Every time you post a photo of your family on the internet, they done captured your face, your whereabouts, your family's whereabouts, what everybody's into, music you're listening to. If you're shopping on Amazon, they know all the damn food you love. All of it. And specifically, Facebook, Google, Amazon, those platforms, other corporations have access to your behavior. The difference on Apple is only Apple has access to your behavior. It's not open to advertisers and other corporations. They don't sell your behavior. But they got it, though.
This is a scary congratulations you played yourself.
Well, I just wanted to, because I saw it just hit me the other night. Like last night, I was like, why is everybody so worried about a damn balloon with some school buses attached to it flying overhead?
What? Well, I thought it was the size of a school bus.
I know.
Well, you see what I'm saying? It's a damn school bus up there floating on a balloon. And you worried about it. What the hell is going on? You done gave all your whole behavior away anyway. Everybody sees.
And Sleepy Joe took it out, didn't he?
Yeah, they end up shooting it down. I even thought about that. Why didn't y'all just fly up there and grab it and study it or something? Why'd y'all destroy it? I want to see it. You know, look at it. See what's going on. But anyway, I just wanted to assert that little thought and to insert that little idea in everybody's head out there. They already got your behavior. Oh, Griff says they shot it down, collected it in the water, and are studying it. All right, good to know. Laura, what you got today?
I guess... Do you guys remember T.J. Holmes, the GMA3 anchor that was caught having an affair with the other anchor? So now, another one. Yo, Boss Up is so crazy. They're saying that a fourth staffer alleges that T.J. Holmes had an affair with him. And I'm just, now they're saying that he is.
Wait, T.J. Holmes had an affair with him or her?
Her.
Got it.
A fourth staffer, a fourth one. You know, they started coming out one by one after the stories came out.
Sure.
And now he's concerned that people are going to look at him as a predator. I'm just like, I mean, you probably shouldn't be having sex at the workplace. Like, it's not, you know, probably not the smartest
thing. And now you're making it sound like they was having sex in the offices.
What was
going on?
Yes, that's what he was doing, bro.
Oh, no, you wilding, bro. I thought they was just dating. Like, I didn't know this was happening in the hallways.
So the story that originally set the whole thing off was that he was sleeping with his coworker.
That's right.
What has come out since is multiple younger employees who he was having sex with at the office.
Yeah, nah, bro. I mean, that's problematic, as they say.
The button.
It's very
congratulations. You played yourself.
And if you're worried, T.J. Holmes, about people's perception of you, you get another button. It's too late for that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You should have thought about that ahead of time, fam.
But here's the craziest thing about that story that, like, is the quiet, to me, big congrats. No one knew who these cats were. Like, they were on GMA, GMA 2. They weren't.
Three.
They're
three.
Not. They're three, not, three, bro. Three. Okay, they're not on with
three.
They're not on with Stephanopoulos and Strahan and Robin Roberts, and they're not on when you see our great former colleague now Megan Wright on TV. This comes on later in the day, and I didn't know who they were, and that's how you got famous. That's the crazy part is that now everyone knows who T.J. Holmes is, but he's untouchable. Hit the button.
Congratulations, wow. You played yourself.
This is a perfect example. You hear it sometimes where they say all press is good press.
Sometimes that's not true.
This is that one moment where it ain't, bro. Now, he might actually, there might be some work he could get if he really leans into this.
Like hosting like a reality show somehow about related to dating or sex or something.
Yeah. I mean, damn, with all these podcasts out here with people with previous charges and other things going on, he could start a hot-ass podcast.
Well, no, and he didn't do anything criminal. So
that's right.
I mean,
yeah, it was inappropriate.
He should come with a podcast if he's smart, and lean into it. You know, name
yes,
the joint like
let me show you how to bag these Johns. Let me show you. Yeah.
No, what? No.
Bagging office. These Johns with TJ Holmes.
No. Office banging with TJ Holmes.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's hot out here. Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Get a little you can get
corporate cucking. Corporate cucking with TJ Holmes.
All right. Rosenberg, what's on your list?
Wow. Get you some nice erection pills as a sponsor.
Yo, man, you can have condoms.
Too far.
You can have
too
male
far.
Enhancement. Sorry. You can have sex toys.
Yeah, there's a lot of categories for you.
Griff, call TJ Holmes. We got an idea we want to pitch him.
We talked about this yesterday, of course, but now that Ebro's here, and we know that he is his local team, as he says it, is the Brooklyn Nets.
That's right. That's my team. I'm rocking with y'all, Brooklyn.
Now that it's all over,
oh,
KD,
man,
Phoenix, Kyrie, Dallas.
I'm tired of KD following me, by the way. I came to Phoenix. Now he want
to
come.
Now here you come to Phoenix. By the way, my favorite congratulations line for Kyrie yesterday was that he goes, I'm happy that KD's going to be out west. I'll get to see him a lot now. You know, you could have seen him a lot when y'all were playing on the same team, except you were never playing.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
If you wanted to see him so bad, I had the perfect way for y'all to hang out on the Brooklyn Nets.
At work.
What the hell's going on? Oh, boy. Ebro, how are you? What are your thoughts on this?
It's a rebuild. You know what I'm saying? It's a rebuild. You know, Brooklyn's rebuild. And I'll be honest. Before the Harden, KD, Kyrie, okay, when they had Allen,
LeVert.
Who's now on the Cavs, they had LeVert, they had Dinwiddie, you know what I'm saying? They were building. They were building a nice little situation. They threw away their build to go after the big three. They threw away their build to go after playoffs championship now.
And by the way, that team was good. Right before they did this, that team had a really great competitive series against Philly.
Yep.
And then, you know, I'm sure Joe Tsai and them got greedy and said, hey, let's get the big guys.
How do you not go for that? Even though it was a disaster, you can go in retrospect, oh, you fumbled the bag, it was a disaster. It was all of the things. But how do you not take a shot at Harden, KD, Kyrie? How do you not take a shot?
Well, listen, you're right. But next time, can they not take a shot? Because that team was building, and now they're going to be stuck doing the same thing again anyway. And remember, the last time the Nets had the idea of how can you not, they traded for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Okay.
And by the way, that was at the end of their career, though.
Oh yeah, no. They were a different situation that they were over the hill. But dig this part: if you want the biggest button, if you remember, the trade was the Celtics gave up Garnett and Pierce and got a whole haul of draft picks from the Nets that sent the Nets back several years.
Which is how they run right now.
Those picks turned out to be Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Hit the button.
Congratulations. Right. You played yourself.
It was like four first rounds.
Playing yourself.
I don't. Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo,
now.
Wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You dig?
Brooklyn picked up some first rounds for Kyrie and for KD, didn't they?
They picked up a total of, they got two first rounders for KD. What did they get for Kyrie? Was there another first rounder for Kyrie? They got a bunch of picks. I'll say this. Sean Marks did pretty well considering he kind of had to move on. You could question whether he should have done the Durant deal now or maybe waited. But either way, listen, they got some nice players back too. You know, Bridges and Cam Johnson ain't nothing to sneeze at. They got a couple of nice players.
Dinwiddie fire, bro.
They got Dinwiddie back, and they got a bunch of picks. I mean, considering where things were. And by the way, tell you what else. They got a good coach. The one person I'm happy for, hopefully they keep rocking with Jacques Vaughn, who's a damn good coach. And maybe he'll be relieved. He has to be relieved on some level that he can just coach basketball.
I hope they keep him. I hope they keep him, and I hope they build. Griffin's confirming he had 4 first rounders for KD.
Wow.
And a pick swap.
Yeah. And then they won last night. Wow, look at that.
Was Ben Simmons playing different last night? I didn't look at the line.
You want a prediction? You want to make a prediction?
Griff
on
says,
how many?
Nope, 8 points.
Yeah, 160. They won by 10. And yeah, Ben Simmons was still going to Ben Simmons for you. He only played 20 minutes. But I'll tell you what, Spencer Dinwiddie, 25 points. Cam Thomas, 20 points. All right.
By the way,
if this team somehow was good, if this team was somehow good now that it's been stripped down, do you know how much? I guarantee you they would be more popular in Brooklyn than they at the beginning of the season.
A hard-working, scrappy team.
Versus these dudes who don't play.
Speaking of Ben Simmons, and I never met the man, and I hate that. I really hate that the world is like this with Ben Simmons. I'd hate to be him. But Kendrick Perkins said something a while ago that's resurfaced. Ben Simmons, you know who that is, right, Laura Stiles?
Yes.
All right. Ben Simmons says he's the pretty girl that smokes cigarettes and wonders why they're single. That's the perfect example of Ben Simmons. Looks good on paper. Looks like he should be great. But Rosenberg, I don't want to hear your opinion. You're a cigarette smoker, too.
I just never knew a pretty girl in high school who smoked cigarettes and didn't get dates because of it. People are like, leave her alone. She's nasty.
Oh, I do. I mean, I do.
But it's a thing. Yes, mm-hmm. It's a thing.
No, there are some people who are like, I don't want to kiss that person if they smell like cigarettes. But
no,
go ahead.
Some people be like, smoke cigarettes?
Nah, bro.
Not interested.
But regardless, I don't want to go on that tangent. But facts, though. Ben Simmons is – have you ever seen a disappointment like this? Like, he literally can't be traded.
Oh, no, that was the worst thing that they did was go after – well, they got Harden, and then Harden was like, I'm getting up out of here. They got rid of Harden and got this deal that they're stuck with, and the guy just can't play anymore. Yo, a few years ago, he's Rookie of the Year. He's dating Kendall Jenner. Life was like – he was on top of the world, and now the guy can't make a layup. It's wild.
Well, then his most recent girlfriend, I read an article the other day, this woman named Maya Jama, who's like big in the UK as a TV host and this and that. He gave her some crazy $80 million engagement ring, and he's like suing her to get the ring back or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh. I saw that. That's a big congrats. That's a big congrats.
Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. God. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg on a Friday.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man, have y'all been watching Colin Kaepernick's show, Killing County, on Hulu?
No, I need to start it.
I don't even know about it.
Yeah, man. Colin Kaepernick, it's a series. It's about Bakersfield. I guess it's gonna cover multiple cities. But I'm looking on my social media, and I'm seeing Colin Kaepernick meeting with families who had people killed by the Bakersfield Police Department out in California. And it was about basically this police department who, you know, had a reputation for just killing folks. And when you think Colin Kaepernick, you generally, and you think police brutality and murdering, right? You generally think of the killing of black folks and brown folks. But when you watch this killing county, that's not what's taking place. It's brown folks. It's also white folks.
It's just people getting killed by police.
It's just people getting killed. And so you seeing Colin Kaepernick, you know, meeting with, you know, families down in Bakersfield, you know, it's not, I guess, and it's not being covered right now. As much as Colin Kaepernick was being covered in terms of, you know, what was going on with the NFL, and I get that being a more, you know, mainstream convo because there was some sort of conflict taking place. You see a man who's still making this his life's work. And I think that's super interesting.
Nah, Cap's the man, bro. I got to watch this. So is it going to go from one? It's going to go from Bakersfield to another terrible?
I think so. I think that's the whole thing. Yeah, it's like they're going to be rolling out seasons where they'll be covering different police departments around the nation and their history of murder.
Wow.
Right here in New York City. You know, we've covered it a lot. The Civilian Complaint Review Board. You've heard of it. The CCRB. You guys remember us talking about that?
This is the place
where when something happens with the police, you document it with the CCRB, and there's like an investigation and, you know, hopefully some recourse, blah, blah, blah. Well, the CCRB just released a 600-page report on the NYPD's behavior during the 2020 protests, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's right. 600-page report. In this report, the CCRB investigated 226 complaints of the NYPD misconduct and made substantiations in 88 of them, with a total of 269 individual substantiated allegations of misconduct against 146 police officers. And just so you know, substantiated means the cop committed misconduct. Like there's actual, it's not just an allegation. It was investigated and substantiated. Mm. Of the 146 officers with CCRB recommended charges, the most serious recommendation against 89 officers, I think of those 89, only 8 have resulted in any discipline at all.
Eight.
Ugh. The remainder have either been closed by the NYPD or are still stuck in what they're calling the black hole of the NYPD's administrative prosecution unit, which holds their own trials. So, for review, 89 officers found to have committed serious misconduct in 2020, only 8 have received any discipline whatsoever. It's 2023.
Bro, that's disgusting.
And not surprising.
So, on Hulu, the Colin Kaepernick is Killing County. But definitely take a look. Also, on Hulu, you know they have the 1619 Project series up there too. Shout out to our girl, Nicole Hannah Jones, hosting it. She traveled around the nation to really start to dig in to what the 1619 Project piece is all about. But generally speaking, when you watch it, the first episode actually deals with how they are trying to marginalize black voters and make voting complicated for black people in America, and how that ties into the overall white supremacy and racism of the nation in general. So it's very... They're dealing with very current issues.
Yeah, we were covering that during people waiting 8 to 10 hours.
That's right.
People weren't even allowed to pass water.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, people were doing this thing called pizza to the polls to give people a slice of pizza while they're waiting for hours.
That's
right. And they were coming at them for that. No chairs, nothing, nothing. They're trying to make everything they can to get people to not vote. Disgusting.
But great programs on Hulu if y'all want to go check it. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, Friday Vibes. We here together. You could call right now because it is Free Money Friday.
What?
Which means you don't have to hear from DJ John.
Nice. Money, money, money.
Money, money, money. Wait, John, I thought you was going to run your intro anyway, bro. You didn't want to run your own intro?
Well, you set it up that you want to do Fee Money Friday first.
Yeah, but no, normally just... we still get your intro off so the kids and the families can sing in the car.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
John.
What up, baby?
Happy caller Friday. Number nine calls right now. What are they getting, fam, on Free Money Friday?
Oh, they're getting a half a grand, baby. Free Money Friday. Made hot by French Montana and Coke Boy 6. Available now on all platforms.
Yo, Rosenberg, you think you could get us one of those, like, I don't know, what is it? BetMGM or DraftKings? You know, is it DraftKings, that's the thing? Or
FanDuel?
FanDuel.
Well,
yo, I don't even hear the words you said till you got to FanDuel. Yeah, FanDuel. What about FanDuel?
Can you think we could do like some sort of spread, some over or under, whatever it's called, on like whether or not the caller's going to be worth a damn when they win $500?
Oh no, I could talk to my friends over at FanDuel. And by the way, if you're going to bet the Super Bowl, I strongly think you should go to FanDuel and sign up with the promo code Rosenberg while we're at it.
There you go.
But I'll see if I can talk to someone about that because. It wouldn't be an over-under. What would it be?
Like where it's like, okay, every time we do Free Money Friday, will the caller be excited or not?
Yeah, it would more be that. Mm. Like you bet, will the caller show excitement or no?
Got it. It's just a straight bet. That's like a straight
bet. Feeling today, if I were betting on the app, okay. I would say, yes, we're going to hear excitement today.
Excited.
All right, let's go. Here we go now. Rosenberg, FanDuel's own Rosenberg says excitement is in the air.
Well, not their own, but I do like them. You know, not know, own, Ebro. Not own.
All right, John, hit it, man.
Here we go.
All right, let's see. Let's see.
Hello.
Hello, hey, John. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can. Who's this?
Hey, can you guys hear me? It's James.
James, my main man. LeBron James.
Yo, how are you
James.
Guys doing? How you got? Yeah, LeBron James. How you guys doing?
We are good, sir. We are good. And you, sir, are even better than us. You know why?
Why?
You just won $500.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, Rosenberg was right. You should have bet FanDuel.
Yeah, I should have.
Yay.
My
Let's
man.
Let's go. I love you guys. Listen to the show like maybe 3-4 times a week in the morning.
I love the honesty. He doesn't even lie and say every day. 3-4 times a week. We'll take it, bro. Thank you.
I catch it whenever I can, especially
Whitish
Wednesday.
There you go.
My man.
That big Wednesday vibes for Whitish Wednesday. It'll be back next week. Yo, my man James, yep. $500 is yours on Free Money Friday, sir.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Hey, yo, and we appreciate you calling in. Please be safe. Hang on, though. Do not disconnect the line. We got to get some info so we can get this money wired over to you. Hopefully, you don't have to, like, come pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, they just, like, put it in your bank account or something.
Hearing the name James just reminds me of our producer, James, you know, who's only known in the parking garage that we park in as James, even though his name is 100% Jason.
Yeah, I was confused.
James! What's up, James?
On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles, what you working on?
Yes, coming up in a Flashing Lights report, the Rihanna Super Bowl press conference went down, so I'll play you some audio of what we can expect coming up, Flashing Lights.
Yo, man, shout to my team here at Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, making sure I'm not over-talking about what's going on at the Super Bowl, man. I appreciate you guys, man.
Oh, well, you didn't hear what we talked about yesterday, though.
The fact that I get a congratulations? Somebody told me I got
congratulations.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Also, us not being invited, we know you're going to be in a luxurious suite. No, they're not one ticket. You could have said, hey, we want to do the morning show out there, too. They probably would have said, sure, Mr. Ebro, no problem, whatever you want.
Ebro.
But he said, nah, why would Rosenberg and Laura Stiles want to go to the Super Bowl when they could just be back in frigid New York?
Listen, fam, listen. Y'all not thinking clear. Don't be worried about Phoenix. Don't be thinking about Phoenix. You know where the Super Bowl's at next year?
Vegas.
And you know where the Super Bowl's at the year after that?
Where?
New Orleans.
So you already put our bid in to go?
Yeah, you set this up?
Chill, B. I'm working my, I'm working on things.
Wait, yeah. how many years does Apple have?
We're not gonna forget this.
How many years?
We're locked in for like 3 to 5, B.
Oh, Ebros, if we don't go to one of these joints.
Ebros.
Hell, 97 minutes commercial free. Cast one. Let's go.
Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Through the tri-state, if you're listening to us in Texas, or you know, we got some people from radio stations in Oregon. I don't know what y'all weather talking about, but we love y'all. But right here in the tri-state, you know, our home base, if you will, high of 56 today, sunshine. Tomorrow high is 45, and then Sunday, the high is 45 also, and it's supposed to turn into some snow. Into Monday. Actually, no, they changed that. That's changed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it's, the next few days is looking nice. It's going to be damn near in the 60s next week is the plan for a lot
okay.
of the week.
Okay.
I like that.
Next Friday, it says it's going to hit 60.
Yeah.
Are crazy. Finished?
Is winter over?
Yo, famous last words. Famous last words.
Yo, blizzard on the way.
It will feel nuts, though, if it really does come to an end with no snow. That will feel crazy.
I'm scared. I'll get scared. The no snow doesn't bother me as much as the shortness of the cold.
How long it lasts?
Well, the season being short scares me more than it not snowing. There's been many years that we didn't get much snow.
Now listen, let's just think mostly about how we need to have a nice temperate summer now that your boy has locked in a wedding date. You know what I mean?
Oh, here we go. More wedding talk.
The date is locked, Ebro. We talked about it while you were gone as to not bother you.
Well, because you had all the time. You had basically, for the audience, basically the mics go off and all Rosenberg and Laura talk about is Rosenberg's wedding. And I'm like, yo, can we talk about this on the radio? If we're not talking about it on the radio, there's nothing to talk about.
Laura, this is just a lot. Ebros, this is disappointing. You never said, can we do this on the radio? I would have said yes.
Ebros.
Of course I would have said that. But I don't think it's boring.
Because
boring.
Your damn wedding because every day. Because we talk about it too much, so you're just like,
well, yeah, because after we've already talked about it 4 times in the last 4 weeks.
It's annoying.
Well, here we are talking about it again, and we're supposed to be in flashing lights on a free
Come
money
on,
Friday.
Let's go.
There's more free money coming up in the next 30 minutes.
Wow.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Tell you the free money I'm looking for, Laura, is whatever Ebro's gift's gonna be from at the wedding. You know what I mean? I heard he came through, got the gold medal for Griff. You know what I mean? I got to see if he can get the gold medal.
Oh, I got the gold medal for Griff?
I think you got the gold medal for Griff.
What's that mean?
What does the gold medal mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I had the top gift?
That's right. Top gift?
I did?
Well, I don't. Griff, was he top? Was he? Yep, MVP. You were the MVP.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah,
and I didn't buy a gift. I donated to something. Like I gave money to the house or a very nice vacation gift. Yeah, the house fund. See, yeah.
Well, guess what? I don't know if you know this. Money counts as a gift, and it's everyone's favorite gift. Sorry, Lori. Go ahead.
All right, guys. So the Rihanna Super Bowl press conference went down yesterday. Our wonderful friend Nadeska sat down with Rihanna for an amazing conversation. We haven't heard from Rihanna in a while, so it's really nice to see her, and she looked beautiful. So here's a clip of Rihanna spilling on the beans a little bit on the Super Bowl halftime show and possible set lists.
Oh my God, there are probably about 39 versions of the set list right now.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we're on to our 39th. I mean, every little change counts. The physical challenge has definitely been immense for many reasons, of course. But I haven't done this in a minute. That was first things first. It's a jam-packed show, and it takes a toll on your body. It does.
So I'm wondering if you're hoping to incorporate any elements of Caribbean culture in the performance.
I mean, that's a big part of why this is important for me to do this show. Representation, representing for immigrants, representing for my country, Barbados, representing for Black women everywhere. I think that's really important. That's key for people to see the possibilities.
Well, speaking of representation, the teaser, Ibra, you said it premiered yesterday during the press conference.
Yeah, towards the end of the press conference, right after Nadeska and Riri finished talking about Caribbean culture and representation, there was an actual promo piece that Apple shot on Rihanna's street that she grew up on in Barbados. I put it up on at Old Man Ebro, but yeah, it was circulating yesterday. It's a tearjerker. For
it's beautiful.
Sure.
I know.
It was nice,
I'm
man.
I'm so excited. Yes.
I love her.
I'm so proud, man, of our Apple Music team, man. Like, to actually, you know, because these in the past, you know, the halftime happens, people want to see the performance, but we've tried really hard to make more of the days leading into the halftime performance to bring some more excitement to the moment and some more, like, authenticity and culture to the moment, too. So hopefully that's being felt.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's your flashing lights report.
She is Mage.
Sorry, Laura. We're excited. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Rihanna's still the coolest, y'all. I know y'all probably know, but like, just reconfirmation, if you were somebody like who's known Rihanna since day one, like Pond the Replay, for her to just still be a regular, like, that's why people love her. Like, as soon as I saw her, she's like, yo, bro, what's up, bro? Like, what's been up? Like, she's still on that time. Like, still chill. Still talking, just Riri, just the reason everybody loves us. So,
did you see ASAP? Oh, yeah. Do you see ASAP Rocky?
I did not see ASAP Rocky. I have not seen the Rakim. No, the dad.
Rakim. Okay. All
right. I have not seen him. But I have a gag order. I can't talk too much, y'all. Laura and Rosenberg have said we don't want you to lose your Apple job and your credentials to the Super Bowl. So,
listen, you could lose your Apple job if you want. What you're not going to do is ruin my halftime experience. That's what you're not going to do. I'm excited for halftime.
Take Hot 97 with you everywhere you go.
24/7. The new Hot 97 app.
Get it right now.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Five piece. Serenity.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning, y'all. It's Friday. Rosenberg, you got big Super Bowl plans for the weekend. What are you doing?
I'm having a small gathering at Casa del Rosenberg.
All right. Now, this is how things work, ladies and gentlemen, friends of the show listening in right now. Because Rosenberg works for ESPN now, this has happened to me two times. Yesterday, I see Michael Strahan. I'm like, oh, I'm standing next to my buddy Michael Strahan. I was like, you know, let me throw this on the gram. You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, me and Michael Strahan were in the convention center. And I tried to hit him with who you got for the Super Bowl. He was like, I can't tell you. You got to turn in the Fox for my picks, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my.
Well, here I am again on my own show. The guy that I worked with for a long time. And I say, Rosenberg, who you got winning the Super Bowl? Oh, well, you got to turn into the Michael K. Show this afternoon for my picks.
No, that's not what happened. I gave you my pick.
Who?
I gave you my pick. Laura, did I not give my pick earlier?
Yeah, he said.
Wait. Yeah, he did.
Go ahead, say it. What did I say?
Did you say the Eagles?
No, I said the Chiefs, and he said he has the Eagles. Thank you, Castro.
That was last week. I wanted it today.
No, I gave it today. What is wrong with you?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I didn't even hear it today.
Apparently, neither did I. I was like,
listen, no, yeah, well, that was expected.
You were part of the conversation, though.
And I still missed it. It was a late night.
I said Chiefs. Listen, you know my focus, though. Listen, I'm excited about the football game, but you guys know what my focus is. It's on that food. You know, this
Seven
is one of the
dip.
Great. That's,
you
know.
Rihanna.
Well, no, Rihanna, too. The order is. For me, the priority this weekend, the order is food, then Rihanna, then football. That's my order for the weekend.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
Seven layer dip on Smash.
239-797. I just want to hear from people. Are you – because, look, man, most people who are watching the Super Bowl this weekend, they don't even care about the teams.
No.
Most people who are watching for halftime or just to gather with friends. Like, it's just a reason to get together and have a party. But I guess I want people to call right now because I want to know, are you tuning in for Rihanna? Or has it not hit you yet? Because there's definitely people I saw when the Apple Music ad rolled out yesterday with Rihanna on Rihanna Drive, it said, which is the street that she grew up on in Barbados. I saw people in my comments saying, oh, I'm watching now. This got me excited. Like, they weren't excited before. It didn't really hit them.
Mm. Oh, it hit me.
From the top, like you were excited from the beginning, the moment 100%. You heard Rihanna.
I thought that Rihanna was, don't get me wrong, I liked the promo yesterday. It was really cool, but.
And by the way, it's the Apple Music Super Bowl 57 halftime show. Yeah, there you go.
The reason I'm so excited for the Apple Music Super Bowl 57 halftime show is that she's just the perfect quintessential Super Bowl act I want to see. Like, I'm good on Katy Perry. I'm good on even, like, back in the day, the boy bands and when they brought out Nelly and all that. Rihanna is pop music, but it's the kind of pop music I like. It's soulful pop music. She's a gigantic star.
And plus, we haven't seen Rihanna on a stage in 7 years.
Right.
Damn.
So it's exciting. You know, it's been 7 years.
You know how I feel about it. I told you I would go down there just to watch her show and then leave. I wouldn't even stay for the game. I would just walk in there halftime and be like, oh, Rihanna, cool. Walk right out.
Let's go to Brendan. Juanito, bring up Brendan for me, man.
Good morning.
All right.
Brendan.
Good morning.
Producer Griff says you're only watching for Rihanna. That's it.
No, sir. Absolutely not. I'm watching for the game.
Yes, there you go.
Nah, he didn't say that. I just knew that would get you. I would get a pop out of you. Is anybody in the house watching only for Rihanna?
For the game. Nah, my girl is. She's watching for the game, and I'm like, okay. So we're gonna be sitting here watching this whole football game, and she's gonna be like, Rihanna, 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 Rihanna.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Everybody in the house is like, okay, when's Rihanna on? When's Rihanna exactly. on? It's like, yo, halftime. We'll speed this up. Speed this first half up. Can't they speed this up? Why is this taking so long?
And it is long.
Nah, I need all the penalties. I need everything to slow it down.
Thanks for calling, Brendan. Jackie's on the line.
Yes, sir.
Jackie,
I just
want to
hit y'all with the button right quick.
Why is that, Jackie? Go ahead, run it.
How y'all had a whole conversation with Rosenberg and nobody listened? Like, I heard the whole thing. I'm like, really?
Yeah, nah.
Y'all about
congratulations.
Thank you, Jackie.
I missed it. I feel seen.
I feel seen. Thank you, Jackie.
And besides, Jackie, I wanted to accuse him of holding out on content on our program to help promote Michael K. That was more.
Don't
of my
mess
agenda.
Up Ebro's agenda to paint me in a light that's not true. That's the game here.
Never let the truth get in the way of my agenda. Okay. So, Jackie, you watching the game or nah?
She cut off.
Juanito hung up.
Done. Oh, okay. Let's go to Makeba. Makeba's got this right. Makeba.
Hey, I'm definitely watching the Rihanna concert.
There you
yes,
go.
What do you mean?
They happen to have a sporting event warming up for Rihanna. You know what I mean?
Oh yes, I heard that. They're doing that like the pre-show or something like that. I think that's the pre-show.
There it goes. Yo, thank you for your phone call, Makeba. Yo, on the way, we got the gurus right now. Cast one. Yo, run some Riri. Get people hyped for Sunday real quick, fam.
Let's go.
You already know what to do, kid. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, man. You got it locked. It's Ebro in the morning. Up next, the gurus.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Breaking news. We need, Juanito, this is important news. Cleaning supplies for many households that we know are listening right now are under review. We go to Laura Stiles for the story.
Yes, Ebro. This is very important because we all know that these products are in a lot of the households.
Including mine.
I had to go check, dump mine out just to make sure.
What?
5 million bottles of Fabuloso have been recalled because of a bacterial contamination.
Wow.
So they're saying that the company, they forgot to put in some kind of preservative. It was not added at the intended levels during manufacturing, which resulted in the growth of some kind of species in a bacteria found widely in soil and water. So they're, any bottle that were
manufactured. So you could be cracking open a bottle of Fabuloso and rubbing through your house bacteria that isn't properly managed in the Fabuloso because they didn't put the right chemicals in there to make sure the chemical or the fungus didn't grow. The bacteria didn't grow.
So it's about almost 5 million bottles that were manufactured between December 14th, 2022 through January 23rd, 2023.
Mm. So this is recent.
They were sold on Amazon, Home Depot, Sam's Club, Walmart. So they were saying that just
check out
the
bottles. There's a lot of families out here using that Fabuloso.
And I got to tell you. Immediately stop.
I got to tell you, it's popular around my house. My lady won't stop using Fabuloso. Even when I'm like, yo, you ever notice that some of these cleaning supplies are only available in the hood? Why? How is it like there's hood cleaning supplies? Why is there like cheap cleaning supplies versus like expensive cleaning supply? Like, why are there only certain brands available at the cheap stores? Why are they marketing this to people who are on a budget? Make that make sense. I'm suspicious. But then the higher end stuff, the stuff that's more expensive, and what it's just cleaning supplies. So what's the real difference here?
I think
like ain't all cleaning supplies the same cleaning supplies?
Certain people are just they're very, very committed to these brands.
Yeah, but that's the scam. There's something in that smells like crack. Like, why are you so addicted to Fabuloso?
It's like crack. So if you have a bottle of Fabuloso, just make sure, check out the manufacturing date. Make sure you guys are all right, all right?
Yeah,
dump
be careful.
Dump it out if you need to.
Guys,
let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to fight for what's right. I'm going to burn the sage while our guru brother is in an island recharging his crystals. Rosenberg.
What?
Recharging?
What?
Lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs us.
Wow.
The Guru Laura. At gmail.com. That's how you reach the goo. So we can walk these dogs and represent. Woo. Now, when you email us at theguru@laura@gmail.com, no, we're going to try to help you. But every once in a while, we get an email that I get halfway through and I'm so angry at how stupid it all is. So I challenge everyone to pay attention.
All right.
And see how long you can make it. Laura, Ebro, see which of you cast who taps out first. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
So, there's so much to my story, but to sum it up, my husband and I have been together for 10 years, married for 9. I held him down when he was locked up. Made sure he came home to a job making $65,000, union, and many other great benefits. Made sure he was straight because I know all the challenges of men being locked up. Anyway, he met a bartender who also danced on the side. And she met us. When she met us, we were already dating a girl. We are polyamorous. Well, I was clearly. He is just a cheater.
Wait, whoa.
It came out of nowhere. He disappeared for almost 3 weeks and then came back and said it's over. I later found out she was pregnant. There's so many things wrong with this. They slept together without protection. They didn't know each other, and they decided to have a child. He doesn't have any children, so I know he was excited, I'm sure. But for him to allow a snake to come in and mess up everything we worked so hard for? We bought a house together within a year of him coming home. We made over $130,000 together, started traveling, and was ready for the future. Another thing is, the girl he had a baby by is Hispanic, and he always saw Hispanic or Caucasian women as just women to screw, never to take serious or even have a child with, as he was a proud black man. So I don't understand how a man has a child with a woman who he doesn't even see as worthy as far as ethnicities go, and he has to look at his son now as a mixed baby. But I get it.
Yo, this is wild.
But I get it. He wanted a child, and supposedly she gave him an ultimatum that made him abandon his family. No one's tapped out yet?
No.
What the hell's going on here? But go keep going.
They've been together for 10 months.
I just hear her complaining about the fact that her man cheated and then trying to project her little bigotry into it.
They've been together for 10 months and have a newborn. I was sleeping with him this entire time she's been pregnant, and after the baby was born, because the sex is amazing. And he's my kind of nasty, so I know it's going to be hard to find that again. And he tells me that their sex isn't that great. Nobody knows his body the way I do. Oh. While I know that can be game, I also know it's the truth.
What's the question, bro?
Yeah, what's the question, bro? We're done.
Oh, also, she's married. Her family and friends have no clue that she plotted with him and that he is married. I know he loves me. I know that baby was the one thing that could end us, so in a way I understand he may have had a difficult decision to make as he wasn't sure if he'd get another opportunity, as I have some medical conditions. He asked that I forgive him and still be with him, but for now in private until he breaks the news to his baby mother, who he proposed to, by the way. Is it really possible to forgive and forget because of my empathy, or was the disrespect as bad as I feel it was? I'm so lost right now. I don't know whether to continue to love him or leave him alone.
Go back, the polyamorous part.
Right.
Go back there.
Okay.
Because the whole forgive, forget, whatever, I mean, that's really up to her, isn't it? I'm not a guru, but the whole, like, should I do this or should I do that? Like, weren't you guys, like, seeing other people or whatever the
together.
Dynamics of the relationship, but it was together, and now that he saw someone else without your knowledge, that's what you're angry about.
Well, right? And ditched her for 3 weeks and came back and said it was over.
Right.
That's not the same.
And had a child with her.
And by the way, I'm sorry to burst your bubble here, but the whole thing about you get why it was a hard decision because he is having a baby with her, you're telling me that he left and within 3 weeks, like in the first week, found out she was pregnant? Like, that's not really how it works. So the timeline doesn't really make sense for even what you're saying. Like, right. He just ditched you because he was getting it with someone else. And I'll be honest, your whole relationship is based on freaky sex, and this does not sound healthy or good.
Well, no, they made $130,000.
Oh, yeah, money. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She offers money and likes the freaky sex. They got it all. Listen, when you have money and freaky sex, what else is there to a relationship, Ibra?
I mean, there's a point. She's got a point.
Well, a baby's here, and a mixed baby that she...
a mixed baby.
That she sounds insane. She sounds insane. And guess what? That baby is going nowhere. So the baby is here. And if you plan to still deal with this man, that baby is going to be in his life. I mean, I hope. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I'm just curious as to what the baby can't just disappear.
Don't forget, Laura, he also is engaged with the baby's mother now, even though the baby mother is married.
Lady, listen, everyone's being nice. I'm surprised everyone's being this nice. Lady, you sound absolutely nuts. Everything you said, your priorities are completely out of whack. Your relationship, it's nice that you held him down. He obviously had you, off that whip appeal, Like, we get it. You like it and enough that you waited for him in jail, set him up with a job, are willing to accept him back after he completely ditched you and went and had a baby. Then you project your weird bigotry and racial hatred, which sounded disgusting. You need some work. You know what? Why don't you let him go be with the woman he proposed to? And how about you go work on yourself? Because y'all are both an absolute whole mess.
Wow.
There you go.
I mean, yes. There Damn. You go, Rosenberg. Well said. Close this up.
And burn it down. Thank you, Uno.
Lighters up, so say the guru.
Lighter.
Light up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. No new weakness.
Call right now, 800-223-9797, half a grand. You want to get paid free money Friday. Getting paid on free money Friday. Cash 197 minutes, commercial free. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, free money Friday. Calling them a nine right now. Flashing lights with Laura Stiles. What are you working on?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I'll let you guys know about what Nas and 50 Cent are cooking up together. We'll discuss
Queens.
It next.
Queens.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Law Rosenberg. It is the 50 years of hip hop. The anniversary date is August 11th. But all year, I'm sure you've been hearing about 50 years of hip hop. Cass One, do you think we can still successfully get to a point where we pick the 50 greatest songs in hip hop? I'm kind of worried that this is going to be a big fail.
I mean, I think we could do it. It's not going to be what everybody wants, but we can definitely get to it if we, you know, cross our T's and dot our I's.
Yeah.
We just have to come. You know what the bad part, bro? It's been like how many weeks now? We've been gearing up. It's been like 3-4 weeks.
We've been warming up.
And our system still isn't like that. I feel like we still don't have a concise system of how we're going to do this.
Well, yesterday was Dr. Dre produced records, and you know, which takes you into Eminem joints and Snoop Dogg joints, and you know, there's a lot there. Right. But the reason we've been doing that, where each week maybe we focus on a specific artist catalog, is to just get our brain wrapped around the possibilities and how complex what we are proposing actually is. Rosenberg, do you feel good about the greatest 50 songs in hip hop history, courtesy of Rosenberg and Laura Stiles?
Are you taking your name off it now? I get it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not stressing it. Is it going to be perfect? Absolutely not. It's definitively going to be flawed. We're immediately going to go, oh, well, this should have been or that should have been. But it's going to be fun and like relax. We were having a whole conversation yesterday in our studio. Our social team's nervous. People are going to be angry, blah, blah, blah. I don't care, man. It's fun. We're just – it's an excuse to go through all the amazing catalog in this genre and celebrate great music. And at the end, it's going to be 50 songs. It'll be a fun playlist for people. Are there going to be other things that deserve to be there? Of course there are. So?
Okay. Well, and so will this – the plan is for each week, this will take us up through August once we start.
That's right.
Okay. And when all do we start again, Rosenberg?
We start 2 weeks from yesterday.
What day is that?
Okay.
So the 23rd, we start.
February 23rd, we start. Yeah. And then for 25 weeks, we'll pick two records each week. Hopefully. And the audience will be able to vote, correct? They'll be able to, like, go into the Hot 97 app.
It's their vote. It's going to be their vote that ultimately picks what gets on.
But we'll just submit some records and see what wins each week.
That's right.
There you go. All right. The 50 greatest songs in hip-hop history. courtesy of Cast One and DJ Juanito coming to you.
Wait, what?
Sure, why not?
Wait, what?
Who's on the line, Juanito? It's Free Money Friday. Let's see what they got. See who it is. Rosenberg, what you got on excitement here? The FanDuel excitement bet of the week.
I'm feeling it again. We're gonna get back to good winners.
All right, here we go. Let's go here. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Uh huh. You're on.
Jessica.
Jessica. All right, Jessica. Turn your radio down so we can get locked in and get this right. Okay. Come on now, Jessica.
Oh my God.
Jessica.
Yes.
It's free money. It's Free Money Friday, and you're calling number 9, which means you have won $500.
Oh my God! I've been trying this forever. This is crazy.
Congrats!
Oh man, that is excitement confirmed. Another excitement pick courtesy of FanDuel's own Rosenberg this morning.
Oh my God! For Super Bowl weekend.
Yes. What an extra $500?
And it's my daughter's 6th birthday on the Super Bowl.
Happy birthday. What's your daughter's name? We got to show her some love.
Skylar.
Skylar, happy birthday, little one.
Oh, happy
6
birthday,
years
Skylar.
Upon the earth. We love you.
Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to Rihanna. Yes, we are.
It's going to be a good
damn
time.
Right you are.
Damn right. Well, listen, hang on 1 second. We have to get your information. Thank you for all the excitement around this $500 because we definitely get people who call in that don't give a damn or so it seems.
I give a damn. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And Free Money Friday, we'll have more money throughout the day when Nessa gets in here. Also, remember every week we're doing this, getting you paid. And right now, flashing lights with the lovely.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Ah, so this is interesting. Nas and 50 Cent are set to have a collab on the upcoming King's Disease 4.
Wait, we're doing another one?
Yes, and the news was revealed in 50's new Billboard cover story. They're saying that he's also going to make his official album comeback with production from Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Whoa. It's been 20 years. So
yo, somebody at G-Unit, give me a call, man. Let's focus here. 50 Cent back making music. Say what you want about 50. He knows how to make a record. That's for damn sure.
And he knows how to make a TV show, too.
Well, he knows how to make that.
Really does.
Or three.
Or two or three or four.
So that should be super dope, man. Yeah, so it's exciting news. Now, did you also hear the news that Scooter Braun's company, I think it's Hybe America, announced that they bought the Quality Control, which is home to Lil Baby, Migos, City Girls.
How much money are we talking, Laura Style?
They're saying that the deal is valued at $320 million in stocks and cash.
Pretty good.
Stocks
pretty
and
good.
Cash. Okay.
So they're looking to build an entertainment group and music and interests across other areas. So that's big for P and Coach K.
Yo, shout to P and Coach K. Built it from the bottom. Coach K been in the game for a minute. Oh, these guys been grinding. So,
and not to mention what a career he had at Duke. I mean, the championships, the all-time great players. Unbelievable run in basketball and in music, you know?
Wait, what?
Huh? Yeah, nah. Different Coach K, Rosenberg. But,
different coach. Okay. Oh, I like that one, too. I like the QC one.
Yeah, the QC one.
Actually, I like the QC one. I don't really like the other one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know you and Coach Krzyzewski from Duke had, gotten close.
No, we're not close.
And
congrats to QC,
in good
though.
Space.
Yeah. And Scooter, apparently, Cash just sent me an article. Yeah, Scooter just made $1 billion from some company. Then now QC gets to eat off of that. A lot of money going around out there.
Man, we need to put in a phone call. We still good with Scooter or nah?
Good enough to put in a phone call. I'm about good enough to collect on that money.
That's your flashing light trip board. The time is 8:54, a high of 57 degrees today. Alternate side parking is in fact.
Well, we learned today that I don't pay attention to the show. We knew that Laura Styles didn't, even though
Yeah, yeah. We also learned that you should be pouring out if you bought Fabuloso products. Oh, man. There's some sort of bacteria. If you bought it between the end of December and February, make sure you pour that out because they're recalling how many? 5 million bottles?
Yeah, man. 5 million. Oof.
Yeah, that's crazy. And also, we didn't congratulate New York Football Giants head coach Rosenberg, ESPN's own Rosenberg.
Brian Daboll?
That's right. Do you know why?
Coach of the year?
There you go.
Yeah, man, it was a good year for New York honors. Listen, none of the New York teams might be playing this weekend, but guess what? You got a coach of the year. You got the offensive and defensive rookies of the year from the Jets. You got two Jets who made it to the Hall of Fame. Shouts to Darrell Revis. First ballot Hall of Famer. And the great
Revis
Jets legend.
Island.
The great Jets legend Joe Klecko finally made the Hall of Fame.
Klecko.
Yeah. So pretty cool stuff.
Very good. There it is. Ebro in the morning. Keep it locked. 97 minutes. Commercial free. Friday vibes. Cast one. You got big plans? You got big plans. Coming up.
Vibe out. Do it.
Vibe out. You know what that means.
Me. Yeah.
You need to wake up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Right here.
Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live. June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.